שלום, אנחנו קוראים קטעים נבחרים מהמקורות בנושא זמן התכווצות.
We are reading selected excerpts on the topic of the time of contraction and a time of expansion. You can find the study material by clicking the book icon in the Arvut system. You can also ask questions. Relevant questions may be aired during the lesson. A time of contraction and a time of expansion. Rav.
Yes, yesterday we also started from excerpt number one. We talked about it. You asked questions, and I received good responses from the men and also from the women, that they started to understand better how we have received to begin with, in the opposite, egoistic form, spiritual qualities, and how we invert them from hatred to love, and that way we reach to that extent, according to that, to the revelation of the force of love, which is the Creator. So, we will repeat the first excerpt, because you didn't go beyond that yesterday, and then we will continue. So please, Michael.
Excerpt number one, this is from Baal HaSulam, the meaning of conception and birth. Without internal contraction, there is no expansion. It is so because it by no means expands more than its boundary. So there's no movement. And the sign of a creature that is ready for the light of life is that it at least has the power to contract for some reason. At that time comes the light of life and makes the expansion. And the first movement of life occurs. For this reason, movement will not cease from it, and it becomes a living, moving being. That first movement is called a soul, meaning the spirit of life that breathes in his nostrils, as it is written, and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. However, the still vegetative and animate do not possess that power to make an internal contraction for whatever reason. Because of this, the light of life cannot clothe in them and cause expansion. He has given an inexorable law that without contraction and expansion, the kli will not be able to expand beyond its boundary. Hence, the still vegetative and animate are sentenced to eternal death. But the speaking is truly fit for life. However, it is born dead, as was said above, since it requires some reason and cause that will act upon it and at least make that first contraction. This happens to it by the cold air that comes to it from Torah and good deeds.
Here comes the first question. How do we nevertheless reach, when we are already in the course of development, how do we nevertheless reach these contractions? Giving the Creator, or letting the Creator perform the expansion. So how do I reach a contraction of my own nature, my egoistic nature, that is, so that the Creator will perform the expansion? And by what does He perform the expansion? What do I get in that place where I make a contraction over my ego, my will to receive? How into that place does He enter, and what enters? Go ahead. This is the first question. Go ahead.
How does the first contraction begin? It's probably the first awakening given by the Upper One. It's not up to us. It's the awakening of the point in the heart, and after that, there's only integration. Danny.
First of all, I'm very grateful for the workshop because everything Rav now asked us is what I was asking myself during the day yesterday. Also, the moment the Creator turns it on, we have to take responsibility. And from what I see, the best thing is to find some excerpt from the source and read. And instead of thinking and having demands for myself, I try very hard to think and to demand and to pray for you, that the light will work on you. This is what I realized. I was able to realize yesterday.
It's only how much you're willing and ready to submit yourselves to the friends, and then you realize that only in them whatever you need is there like air, that a person is automatically inhaling and exhaling like automatically without thinking about it. Similarly, we have to try to bring the friend's qualities into us all the time, and that will do the work on us.
The contraction means that I cancel myself and null myself completely, and the expansion is whatever I receive from you, I pass it on to you.
לא יודע, נראה לי ששני הפעולות צריך את העזרה של הבורא וצריך את העזרה של החברים. גם לעשות את ההתקפצות וגם לעשות את ה...
I don't know, it seems to me that for both of these actions we need the help of the friends, both for the contraction and the expansion, we only have to ask of it from him, to see that gap between the desired state and the existing states, how much I'm inside of my own thoughts, and the need for... the thought over the friends and ask for this gap.
Yeah, the more we contract, basically we give room for the Creator to enter, for the light to work on us, and to expand ourselves beyond our boundaries. Gilad.
Out of envy, craving, and honor, we contract the intention for myself, and the expansion is when I start living in the friends and seeing the Creator in them.
One who comes to purify is being aided. If a person enters such a restriction of his will to receive and works only for necessities and wanting to leverage all his energy only to bestow, connect to the friends, then the Creator helps him, blesses him, and advances him in that.
Rav, by how much do I need the help of the group and the help of the Creator in order to perform a contraction so that I will make a restriction over my ego, over specific desires of mine, and will not use them like before? And to what extent do I have to be operating here together with the group, together with the Creator, and later on in filling up this place that I restricted in my desire, right? I made a restriction over it. How do I later on fill it up partially as much as I can, also with the help of the group and the help of the Creator? How do we, each one of us, perform a contraction and expansion? Where do we lead the person? Apparently, the contraction applies to him. And where does the Creator, the upper force, lead? Apparently, upon him is to fill up that place that was contracted with his filling. So how do we work in that? Me, the group, and the Creator, in the contraction and expansion. Go ahead, please.
So, me and every one of the friends uses the power of the group, inspiration from the friends, in the effort not to reject all the feelings that I feel I get from them, envy, lust, all kinds of things. But according to the values Rabash gives us, I let it influence me and contract my I, the ego that wants to dominate. And by that, I already also add the intention, aiming that instead of me, the greatness of the Creator will be fulfilled through the greatness of the friends.
Yes, I can truly only start this process of contraction if I have the confidence from the friend, from the group, because I must annul my own nature. This is why we need the help of the friends. Later on, out of the prayer, out of our prayer of the many, we will draw the light, and the Creator will help us to perform the action of expansion, to feel each other, and to feel the force of bestowal between us.
Yeah, the group activates, I invite the help of the group, basically, to help me, pressure me, restrict me. In that, I then make room for the request to collect everyone's deficiencies, and I can draw into that space the Creator, which then enters and fulfills and increases the deficiency, and again it repeats like a process. If we work on it continuously, it's like a piston, it's like a beating heart, it's a process.
Investing in the group, this is what increases the greatness of the Creator, and it brings us to a point where we try to bestow to the friends. This is the point where the will to receive starts to contract. And because it is only a point and we cannot hold on to it more than for a moment, these mutual efforts on this point in order to bring it to come to a prayer, that gives the place for the Creator to expand there.
Yes, the Creator keeps working nonstop. And I, in this point that Marcus mentioned, from where I ask my broken place to the place where I integrate with the friends, with the group, changing my I, specifically there between the gratitude and the requests, that's where the connection lives.
This conversation is always bringing me to ask for as much as possible of the greatest of the Creator, the greatest of the goal, the importance of the Creator, the importance of the goal, to get this, take with this strong force that we generate, all of the other actions will happen correctly.
Yeah, the Creator always works. Like Yuval said, our exertion is to put ourselves under the press of the ten. That's where we draw deficiencies and desire for that contraction. And when we're already contracting, if we are included with the 10, we will necessarily receive the right deficiencies to demand the expansion where the Creator is too.
The deficiencies of the friends are deficiencies for connection, for love. And we need to show them to each other.
Ask the Creator to make room in my heart so that I can bring the friends inside and ask the friends to make room in my heart to put the Creator in.
Yes, and also in how we relate to the friends, to the ten, the society, and how we respond back to the Creator when He works on us. We're constantly in these dynamics, trying to give Him more room to fill up these gaps between us. Rav, how can I depict the friends as parts of my soul so that the more I connect them to me and feel that we are as one body, a single desire, a single thought, I am actually going back to my own soul? How can I depict the friends in such a way as parts of my soul?
בבקשה.
Go ahead, please.
כל המרחב עבודה שלנו בעצם זה...
All of our space to work is in the connections between us. That the Creator on the one hand causes us indifference, remoteness, lack of desire to go in this direction. On the other hand, it's the only solution. And in that range, we build the prayer to see that everything is one soul.
By us incorporating in each other, and also through the contraction that we perform, the Creator then sends us light of Hasadim into that empty place, and He connects between us.
The same impressions that I get from the friends, they by default create resistance because it's not convenient for the ego. And there is, on the other hand, a feeling that there is greatness of the friends, and I have to make an effort to open my heart to the friends and not let the ego run my attitude. That's where prayer develops, that's where free choice develops, and so on.
Do I feel, relative to yesterday, that I made efforts in connection with the friends in the place that I vacated for them in my desire, so that they will enter into my desire, into my heart, and specifically inside of this desire that was filled with the connection with the friends, with their qualities, with their desires, with what they are, that they are standing in my heart. How do I feel in that new spiritual discernments? As much as I start to recognize in this that by this I'm coming closer to detecting that this is the Creator, that behind the friends stands the Creator. And it is specifically after I feel them in my heart, out of that I reach the feeling of the Creator. This is considered that the Creator stands behind the friends. Did I feel that already as a result of my efforts yesterday? Go ahead, please.
I think it is truly a process that we need to go through and make efforts all the time for this process of contraction with our nature and to feel something beyond the self. And the prayer of many make another effort and another effort. Very dynamic process, and I think our 10 is really making a great effort. yesterday. We made an effort and it continues all the time.
Yes, I truly felt it. I had a lot of envy, feeling the efforts of the 10 and all of this work. I felt like everyone was running ahead and it created a place for a lot of prayer. I truly feel that there, in those places where you don't feel whole, that's the best place to be in. In that, in your connection with the 10 and towards the Creator.
I think it's not just my efforts towards the friends, but also when all the 10 makes efforts in that, and there is something that's also called aid from above, that gives the feeling that there is just pleasure in making efforts to bestow and connect to the friends. So that seems to be an increase of the soul as well.
I yesterday had a very long and busy day, and mostly I felt the gap and the point of lowness. And this is a place for a prayer. Okay, and if I myself wasn't able to perform such actions yesterday that were required of me to contract and to feel that the group is entering my heart into that place that I contracted within me, so did I feel here an act of resuscitation, revival, when a person is, let's say, unconscious resuscitation, or so did I feel that the group is performing that act of resuscitation on me, that it is pressuring my chest, taking the air out of me, right, so that I will be able to start breathing. That is, it is helping me to contract, so that I will be able, in the opposite manner, to start expanding. That the expansion comes naturally, but the contraction has to come from me. And if I'm unable to do it, then the group is helping me, pressuring my chest, so that I will start to breathe and to take in the spirit of the spiritual life, spiritual air. Did I feel that this is what they're doing for me? Yesterday. Go ahead.
Truth is, even if I didn't feel it, that's what it was. Probably Amit pushed a bit, and that's why I felt beyond. I felt an addition of connection and in the efforts, because on my own I have no chance. If I suddenly felt a flavor of connection, and which is against my nature, then certainly the friends prayed.
Yes, it's hard for me also to provide some precise criticism about this, but I actually felt most of the things as pressure from the outside, all kinds of things from this world that obligated me to come into the 10 and search for the Creator between us. So I realized that this was a part, it was also from above, where everything was, the way everything was happening. But in the work, I didn't feel any rejection or struggles opposite the 10, but actually the force that was pushing me inward.
Yes, I too had such a day yesterday, which was very busy, but every contact, whether it was in hearing something from the lesson or a few minutes of the Zooming, you suddenly feel like you get not a push, but like an oxygen mask, you know? You suddenly are, you're filled, as opposed to the emptiness head.
A very tough day. Yesterday I was suffering, I had very strong stomach aches. And I prayed for you as much as I was able to. I was asking and asking. And at the end of the day, I had very strong pain. So I did the maximum I could. Whatever I was able to do. Rab, how do we intend today to help each other, as it says, each shall help his friend, so that the friends will start breathing the spiritual air, so that we will help them perform a contraction, we will press their chest and force them, obligate them to breathe through such an action that we are familiar with from our life, the way you perform these acts of resuscitation. So, how does the group commit? How does it intend to do it today? Go ahead, please.
Hey, we should already ask for strength from the Creator to hold each other in concern and thought for the friends above of the corporeal currents of life.
So, first of all, it's mostly mutual thought and concern, so that for each one of us it will be in the background, as Rav says, in the back of the head, it should always be there. And have all kinds of reminders and actions by which we remind the friends.
It's a good example that we started with the topic of envy. Rav gave an advice to not to do a Zoom meeting without seeing that all friends can come, and I can say about myself that I was in most of the Zoom meetings this week, and it's all these systems, these infrastructures that are first there to help us raise the importance what we do. It works great.
Yes, it works great. We can feel a lot of urgency and willingness from the 10 to do the work so that each friend will be able to borrow this strength for him to have it during the day. And this is work that we have to do on ourselves. It is truly a covenant to hold each other in between the meetings as well. Rav, how does it work out that the first nine which I build, besides my own will to receive, in order for me to have a spiritual partsuf, they are all actually qualities of my friends, their thoughts, their desires, which I absorb and I make them my own, and they become the first nine in my partsuf, the partsuf of my soul, and I want to fill them, to love them, to connect them to myself, and I constantly think about how do I fulfill them, and through them, or all in all, if I feel them, I'm also feeling the Creator. The Creator has no partsuf. As it says, I dwell within my own people, meaning as much as I connect the friends to me and I want to fill them up, because Malchut wants to fill the first nine, so I feel the Creator. So, how do I feel by which actions that now that we are talking about contraction and expansion, that I absorb and absorb through these actions of absorption or inhaling these qualities of the friends so that they become those that I want to fulfill, by that they become the first nine, so that I want to bestow to them, and that is how they become the first nine of my soul. And in them, all in all, I attain the Creator. Well, I don't want to talk about it too much on purpose, deliberately. You should talk about it. Go ahead, please. How do I build the first nine by absorbing the qualities and desires of the friends? This is considered that I'm contracting, and instead of that come those first nine. And how do I later on, in them, when I want to bestow to them, to arrange them, etc., how through them, all in all, because the Creator is the all-encompassing, the sum total, what I discover in them is the Creator, HaKolel, and through them I then bestow to the Creator. So go ahead, please. Don't you look at the fact that I'm speaking not so clearly? You should complete it. You should talk about it. Actually, each one should feel this challenge that he is making out of it a more complete form. So go ahead, please.
To contract myself to feel friends in this common effort, in this press together, to let this work, this force work on me correctly. That means I build a prayer. This is the effort, and this is the contraction, and the moment I begin to enter. The moment the force of the friends and inspiration begins to enter, I need to continue the focus on the prayer, which is another level, so that during the inspiration and the entrance of the force into me, I won't lose the focus of the intention for them and them for me.
Yes. Yesterday I was the Gabai and Shatz of the 10, and indeed I was inside, focused as much as possible on helping the friends so that they'll be able to go through this process that we're talking about. But when we are here in the morning lesson, right now the preparation for sure helps us, and in addition, the prayer throughout the day, that we will be able to fill up these, fulfill each other and feel the connection between us. Leo. I have no idea. It sounds like an effort. I mean, it's the right picture that Rav is portraying, but how to precisely absorb your qualities, your desires? I can imagine it in a very general way, the whole 10, like that you have a certain role towards the 10, and toward the 10 wants to advance and reach somewhere, or it wants to do something, and you help it happen. Rav, Leo, I'll help you. The group has to pressure each and every one with love. This pressure by which we obligate you, we force you to exhale your air when you perform these acts of resuscitation, when we press him. How can you do it? We need to inflate him with air. But no, we pressure him. You saw how this is done by a doctor or a medic. This group that comes in order to resuscitate the person, right? They press. We need to press. But how do we press? With our love. So that each one will feel that around him there are people who are engaging in love, in connection, and by this, they deliberately also pressure him. And then this love, it obligates. He will stop breathing by himself, rather they will enter him forcefully. And then when he will expand through their work, he will be obligated to also expand with love towards them. This is how it is done. Talk about it. The group needs to pressure each one with love and also everyone together. And this is the act of resuscitation. And the response should be for sure from the side of the person that he also joins that manifestation of love on his behalf towards everyone. Okay? Well, another half a minute, then we'll continue. Go ahead.
In the heart, which is the extension of these the Sfirot, what Rav spoke about, and that is connected to the point of love. So we basically have a responsibility towards each other to awaken this point above all the ego of each and every one, which requires this prayer, this effort constantly to reach prayer. And none of us can do it more than a moment, but the effort in that brings about the miracle of the revelation of the Creator.
For me, it is very present and very clear right now, because the gap versus yesterday is so big, because I feel as though yesterday he threw me so far away, but as if with this rubber band that I was connected through the concern of the group, and I come back, whoop, and I adhere to you, and I drink you with each and every word, each one that is speaking. It is something that is so special, and it fills me up and lifts me, and it revives me truly. Each one has a different color, a different shade. It is truly like a different kind of fluid of life, liquid of life that enters into me. But how to do it on our own accord without the Creator throwing us out, and then you'll spring back like on a banshee back to the group, but to do it in a conscious manner throughout the day, that is the big challenge for me, at least today.
Yeah,
this realization is integrated in the memory of what it means not to be. Excerpt number 2 from the word, from the article 600,000 Souls by Baal HaSulam. There is indeed only one soul in the world, as it is written, and breathed into his nostrils the soul of life. That same soul exists in all the children of Israel, complete in each and every one, as in Adam HaRishon.
That is each and every part of the general soul that is yearning for adhesion with the Creator, which is called Yashakel Israel, yes? So, in him, the whole soul, the entire soul exists in each and every one.
Since the spiritual is indivisible and cannot be cut, which is rather a trait of corporeal things.
Our ego is obligate, pushing everything, managing everything, but if spirituality, love connects everything.
Rather, saying that there are 600,000 souls and sparks of souls appears as though it is divided by the force of the body of each person.
By the ego of each one.
In other words, first the body divides and completely denies him the force of the body, the radiance of the soul.
So that the person doesn't even feel that he's in the light of the Creator.
And by the force of the Torah and commandment, the body is cleansed.
So that it receives an intention to bestow, a desire to bestow. This is considered that it is cleansed.
And to the extent of its cleansing, the common soul shines on him. For this reason, two discernments were made in the corporeal body. In the first discernment, one feels one's soul as a unique organ and does not understand that this is the whole of Israel. In the second discernment, the true light of the soul of Israel does not shine on him at all, in all its power of illumination, but only partially. By the measure, he has purified himself by returning to the collective.
But it's like we said before, as much as he can exhale the air out of him, or he gets help from the outside to exhale the air, so he can bring in the spiritual air.
The sign for the body's complete correction is when one feels that one's soul exists in the whole of Israel, in each and every one of them, for which he does not feel himself as an individual, for one depends on the other.
Be able to exit himself to that extent, he feels the whole of humanity, all of the souls, so that they all belong to him. Yes?
At that time, he is complete, flawless, and the soul truly shines on him in its fullest power as it appeared in Adam Rishon. Rav, questions?
It's not clear if a person can work of his, on his own accord or he needs to wait until he is revived.
Well, the truth is that both this and that work together on the person, and this is considered in due time and accelerating time. If you remember, there are two forms of coming closer to the purpose of creation, to correction. Either we make the efforts in advance, or advance towards correction, and that's by the group. One shall help his friend, the influence of society over the person, everything that Baal HaSulam writes about this. And so we do these actions of resuscitation on each other in the group all the time. And if we don't do that, then there is, let's say, a general resuscitation machine that pressures us. This is what's called the press of development. And it's like a roller press with like a big iron wheel that presses over us and deflates us so that we can be ready to re-fulfill it with spiritual air.
So it turns out that if I want to develop in hastening it, then I need to actually enter the friends.
We all have to do it this way, one towards the other. But we're gonna do it with love, as an example that we exist in love, and through envy, lust, and honor, using these qualities in each and every one, we will awaken each and every friend to want this connection through love as well, because he will see that he becomes lesser than that. And in this case, we use our ego that does not want to feel lesser. And so in this way, it will be helpmate against thee.
So where is the place to be contracted? Because it feels like you're moving forcefully into the friends with love. But where's the contraction here?
The contraction is, how do we pressure the friends?
With love, with connection.
How can I be in love and connection if I don't first connect to the others? In order to pressure someone, I have to contract myself first to have a connection between us. Let's say we work in the 10 towards you. Okay? So we first have to be connected in bonds of love, relatively, and then by that we show you how connected we are and how there's a connection between us, so that you will see it and you will be envy and you'll begin asking, why are they this way and I'm not? And by that we awaken you, but we first have to be connected between us.
So how do we create this connection earlier in the 10?
This is, one shall help his friend, when everyone works this way artificially to some extent, and of course the first action comes from the Creator by this press of development, that he pressures us, and then we don't have a choice, and we see that once again, by envy, lust, and honor, we see that we want to emerge out of our state. I envy at the Kabbalists. I'm envious at those who are already going for it and successful at it, and so on. From corporeal envy to spiritual envy. Corporeal envy is what they have and I don't. And that I still cannot get rid of all of the corporeal desires as opposed to them. All right, Italy 4.
Buongiorno Rav. Buongiorno. Dopo che noi facciamo questa contrazione, come faccio io a connettermi in una maniera tale da vedere gli amici come
the moment that we perform this contraction, How can I check that I now see the friends in the quality of the Creator, that it exists outside of me?
The friends have to set an example for me. And their example works on me a lot better than some action the Creator does. Because with the friends, when they are seemingly at the same level as I am, same degree, and suddenly I see them as higher, the envy is eating me up and I can't fall asleep to the point that I cannot sleep. And I have to at least attain their state. And this is what each and every one feels to some extent. Now we're talking about how we do it in a deliberate manner in the group. So everyone is envious at everyone else and integrates with the others and advances. That's why I asked whether you started feeling these actions yesterday already or not.
Okay.
Yes.
Can I ask another question?
Yes.
Alla domanda che ti ha fatto Turchi 3, hai dato questa risposta che io devo lasciare.
Yesterday there was a question that the 10 of Turkey 3 asked, and you replied that I need to leave only that middle point in me and relate to the first 9 sefirot so that only this point will remain in me. And you also said that we have to work on the reforming light and Malchut should relate to the first 9. What does it mean?
I don't know how I'm going to go into that picture right now. Say it again. Repeat the question.
Allora, tu hai detto che come parte finale della correzione noi dobbiamo lasciare solo il punto di mezzo.
You said that just like the last part of the correction, we need to leave with us only that last point and work with the first 9 so that only this point will remain. What does that mean?
Only that point belongs to the human, to the person, the point of Malchut. All the rest of the first 9 sefirot, which comes from the qualities of the group. That's what I need to do. I need to contract myself with all the first 9 sefirot, so that will not be a desire of my own. And by wanting to bestow with my first 9 sefirot, I there receive all of the qualities of the friends, and they become for me in order to bestow. So then I bestow to them this way, and through them I make room for the Creator to dwell. We'll do it. It will become clearer from action. Kiev.
Да, дорогой Раф, я вчера как вдохнул на утреннем уроке, так сегодня перед уроками выдохнул.
Dear Rav, yesterday I took a breath before the lesson, and only today I exhaled the air right now. Can we influence each other in the 10, press each other so it will happen with greater frequency?
This needs to be like Baal Shem Tov writes to tells us 400 times within minutes. Well, he said he referred to 400 times because it refers to the 4 phases opposite the Malchut. But that's how we should influence the friends. So if we now decide that we're all influencing each and every friend in the group through demonstrating love between us, to tease him, to shake him up, so that the friend sees how we're all connected. So by that, we will be pushing him forward. So he will also want to be in that advanced form. You should try. You'll feel more than the words here. This is practical Kabbalah.
Вот когда ты вот животное тело, оно как бы ровно дышит, ритмично, а насколько я понимаю, духовное действие.
The corporeal body breathes in a balanced way with pace, but a constant pace. But I understand that spiritual actions keep increasing. So how can we press each other so that our pace, our Zooms, our meetings, there will be acceleration there?
It will happen. The increase of both the inhale and exhale, the exhale of the corporeal air, which we then see each time that it's corporeal, and we find our will to receive in that, even though we first thought it's spiritual. And then the inhale of new air, which we think of as spiritual in order to bestow, we will each time advance in the degrees this way. And so what we inhaled before and thought about as spiritual, after we inhaled, we then discover that it is already, it belongs to our corporeality. The will to receive is mixed in this. And then we forcefully push it out, and we don't want to be there. And then we then take in some new air, and that means making a new step in spirituality, a new degree on the ladder. And then again, we think it's spiritual. But when we process it within us, we then feel that it becomes corporeal. But that's how it happens time and again. We discover that the present degree is egoistic to some extent. The will to receive is mixed into it. And then we exhale it. And instead of that, we want to inhale new force, new air of bestowal. That's how we advance. We're going to discover more such shapes of spiritual progress. Not necessarily just inhale and exhale and steps. There's more. We'll advance. Siberia.
Десятка должна давить на каждого товарища с любовью. Как же вы потом сказали о том, что...
The ten should press each and every friend with love. You also said it should be a deliberate pressure pointed. How can we make this pressure be there throughout the day so that we will evoke envy in our Zoom meetings or in the summary? How do we do it?
I don't know. This is something you need to find. You need to search for how can you build the levels of envy between the friends so they move, so they don't sit still. This is the work of the group. This is what you have to do, and otherwise you will not be moving from where you are. If you don't feel that you are under the press of development of the group during the day, that's no good. That means you don't advance. If you don't feel during the day that it's uncomfortable, that you don't know what to do, that you're... If you don't feel that, that's not good. Not good. You have to be very goal-oriented together to influence each and every one. And if there are friends who are falling, and everyone sees that they're falling, so the whole group must focus on acting against that deliberately, but in a gentle way. What does it mean in a gentle way? That he will feel envy towards the group that they are in a higher state. And he's already falling behind. Because envy is the primary force that pushes us. If you're not envious at the friends, at the Kabbalists, at someone greater, ask doctors and psychologists. Without envy, you don't have a chance to advance in life, whether it's corporeal or spiritual. That's it. How did your parents tell you when you were kids, look at what the others do, look at how this kid behaves well, look at, and so on? By that, they wanted to make us grow. All right. PT 17.
12.
Rav, this act of resuscitation by the 10, it is happening each and every day. Each day you start empty, and the moment comes when the 10 truly penetrates your heart, and it's frustrating how many hours go by until you wake up, you go back to life. And you catch yourself, where was I so far? Does it have to be this way all the time?
Yes. UK. Yes, the more the better. UK.
Раф, спасибо большое, спасибо. Вот есть товарищ, он когда падает...
Thank you very much, Раф. There is a friend who falls. And he feels this envy as anger. Is this the right direction, this kind of feeling?
This is not so good, but in the beginning of the path, it's natural. So, when he gets upset at you, seeing that you're greater, he wants you to be less. So he will feel that he's not so falling behind. But along with that, he has to think that specifically feeling you as higher means that you and the Creator are doing half of his work. Usually, according to what Rabash writes, we have to raise the group artificially through all sorts of actions. So that we need to see the group as greater, and I am as zero, and then another zero, and this is how I can advance. So if I see this by itself, meaning I see it through the group that's showing it to me, or the Creator doing this exercise, then I need to understand that I'm being given a great mercy. By that I can advance. It'll pass. Just keep going, and let's hope, let's wish that everyone will be envy and even be upset at the others, as long as they're envious. And by envy, some completely escape the group. They don't want to feel bad. Why do I need to be in such a group? I'm gonna go to a different place where I feel great.
Sorry, but if he feels this anger, this rage towards a part of the group, not the whole 10, is that the same or?
This is the same thing. It's the same thing. It doesn't matter. Towards half the group or more, there are some corporeal, egoistic calculations there too. It's... If the group is not so homogenous, then he doesn't look at the whole group. You always have these friends and those friends, some closer to me, some farther from me. It doesn't matter. What matters is we have to discuss how envy is truly the means for progress, the necessary means for progress. Nikolai of Sochi.
So, Rav,
yes.
What does it mean to use love and honor? Because envy is quite clear. But what is love and honor? How to use it?
We'll discuss that later. Both lust and honor, they're all means to attract us to spiritual progress, to make concession in order to attain envy, lust, and honor. It's just that there is negative which is envy, and lust and honor are seemingly positive, but both need to work in the same direction.
Раф, вот вы сейчас говорили про каток. Я в последнее время стал очень резко ощущать этот каток.
Раф, you talked about the press or the steamroller. Recently, I started feeling that press of development of the Creator very strongly. The question is, through the right incorporation, can I replace this press of the Creator by the press of the group? Or for those who study the wisdom of Kabbalah, should have two presses, in corporeality it will be the Creator, he will crush you, or...
No, it will always be one press of development. We have to see the action of the Creator through the group as one, both in corporeality and spirituality. It's desired to see it that way, and it will come. It will come. It will fall into place. These things will fall into place. Turkey too.
Our friend is asking, what should I do so that this is an action my friend will envy?
Repeat, please.
Our friend is asking, what should I do so that this is an action my friend will envy?
I can't understand.
I don't understand.
I don't understand.
Of your question.
Can't understand your question. Did you understand, Michal? No? Okay, we ask him to send him a message. He should write it. He should write it down.
He can write it down in the Arvut system. There is a button there where you can, and you can write questions. We will read them.
We will continue. Three.
Rav, they just sent us the question if you want.
Please.
He's asking, what can I do so that the friend will be envious?
What can I do? I need to show the friend in a way that he doesn't know that I do it deliberately, that I have connection with the other friends, and that between us there is a connection of love, and that we are discussing it, and that we are advancing in it to a form where we find the relationship of the Creator with us. So in short, we are in an advancing spiritual connection between us. That's what we need to do, and that's what I need to demonstrate to the friend, but in a subtle way, so that he doesn't think like we're doing it deliberately. Let's say he's there, and we are talking about all kinds, about the spiritual connection between us and so on, in this kind of way. So he will be envious that there are such connections between us. Try it. Try it. We need to be great actors, educators, disseminators inside the group. Three.
Excerpt 3 from Bala Sulam's letter number 4. You lack nothing but to go out to the field that the Lord has blessed and collect all these flaccid organs that have drooped from your soul and join them into a single body. In that complete body, the Creator will instill His Shekhinah incessantly. And the fountain of intelligence and high streams of light will be as a never-ending fountain. Each place on which you cast your eyes will be blessed, and all will be blessed because of you, for they will bless you constantly. Again, reading excerpt number 3, you lack nothing but to go out to a field that the Lord has blessed and collect all those flaccid organs that have drooped from your soul and join them into a single body.
Meaning to feel that you are disconnected from the friends and they're disconnected from each other, but the Creator wants this connection so He can appear in this connection according to the style and power of connection between you. This is what's called going out to the field that's been blessed by the Creator and collecting all of those flaccid organs that have drooped from your soul, collecting them together, joining them to a single body. So you need to do that with your for your first nine sviot in the protsuf of your soul. And in that complete body, which you will somewhat put together towards you, the Creator will instill His divinity incessantly. This will become the place where the Creator can be revealed. And the fountain of intelligence and high streams of light will be as a never-ending fountain. Each place on which you cast your eye, meaning where you will feel a greater and greater ability to increase the connection between everyone, that will be blessed. And all will be blessed because of you, meaning the more you will give this validity, for they will bless you constantly. That's how it is. So, the flaccid organs are my friends, and then the whole reality, all the souls, all the worlds. And I have to group them, join them to my soul. And so all our exercises are about how to expand the area of love. And in those vessels that come together, I'll find the common force called love, called Creator. How can I describe the friends as pieces of my soul? And also, how can I hold on to that form inside of me so that as much as I try to join them to me as pieces of my soul and as much as I want this shape to remain and grow, by that I come to a kli where the Creator is revealed. And He fulfills it. So how do I portray my friends from which I put together the soul? Please. Workshop.
Who
was last? Okay. How do I remember who was the last one? That is quite a question. All right, Gilad. Nahari, yes, we stopped with you. Okay, we stopped with Avinoam, but if Gilad wants to go first, go ahead.
Well, everyone is a unique pipeline. Together, we put together the connection to the Creator. Like the example with the wick, that from 10 threads that are intertwined, we make a connection between the desire and the light.
I need to truly see my friends as great, to see that they're making efforts in actions, and they're constantly in a prayer, and they're also successful. And my impression from them should be, on the one hand, envy, that I want to be like them, and on the other hand, I should constantly have the importance and the urgency of showing them an example. And if we will succeed in building this form, then it is considered that I'm assembling my soul.
I try, I make an effort to detect in each friend these qualities, the effort first to do the work that we're talking about, to contract oneself, hear, feel the friends, see how the friend can overcome and bring his unique failures also and talents to the group. And I put the focus on the positive qualities of the friend and let them grow in my eyes. And by this, I get the greatness of the friends and the group.
Yes, I should see each one of the friends as a messenger of the Creator. And I keep discovering them on higher and higher levels, the more I'm able to put myself under their pressure and work in this process that we talked about. On the other hand, they are just parts of me, which I did not yet make room for inside of me. And I'm not yet capable of working with all of these desires in order to bestow. This is why they seem to me as separate. This way or that way, I have to relate to all of the friends with truly great love. All of these first nine. And because everything depends on this. Without that, nothing will happen to me.
Yeah, I need to love the friends, and then I see them as pieces of my soul. So to love them, I need to think about them, invest in them, think of connecting to them. And at a certain point, it gives us pleasure as well, which becomes the revelation of the Creator. Rav, okay, we will move on to the next part of the lesson, which is Talmud Esra Sfirot, and what I'm asking you, but seriously asking you, all of you, we need to do exercises in the groups. In each and every group, each and every 10 needs to do to make exercises to realize these 1, 2, 3 items that we've read in the 10. Okay? Try. You have translations, you have what's written here. It's in simplicity. How do we realize this in the 10? Practically. Because by that, that determines how do we practically advance to the revelation of the Creator. We need to make the kli. This is talking about exactly how do we make the kli for the revelation of the Creator.
No.
And
song.
Not song. I have key of 3. I have to answer them. Please.
Спасибо большое, Рав. Товарищ, вопрос. Модель с завистью ясна. Ситуация следующая. Вместо зависти.
It's this issue of envy. It's clear. But there is this situation now where instead of envy, he has lust and honor. So should we...
We need to do exactly what Baal Salam writes, as much as possible. It's these three quotes. They're all from Baal Salam. So please, read these quotes carefully, three quotes, and try to do it exactly in the group, and don't pay attention to whether it's this kind of envy, that kind of envy, these thoughts, those relations. We don't care about that. We care about doing it. And as we're doing it, we are discovering such forces that will put all of us in the right place. And it's not like one friend looks at it this way and the other friend looks at it that way. Everyone looks at it differently. I don't take anyone into account here. Rather, the upper light will put everything into place. We're being told here what to do in order for the light to work on us. And it's not like we're psychologically approaching it this way or the other way. You understand? So we have no account for human nature. It's all egoistic. And in what kind of egoistic it appears, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to us. We need to follow what's written here and do it. And then you will see how it works on everyone. On everyone. So now we're moving to Tess.
And before that, we'll sing together.
Is there a chance for love to go around the world? And everybody here, broken heart is clear. Has everybody seen what all the walls can bring? Now love will be the choice, a song for each and every human voice. We know we can't go on chasing dreams through the dark. Now everyone is here sharing one heart. There are voices from some distant place, and we hear them growing louder and louder each day. All around the world, around the world, all around the world, around the world. Is there a chance for love to go around the world? Let everybody hear, a broken heart is clear. Has everybody seen what all the walls can bring? Love will be the choice, a song for each and every human